Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Do you seek out God's will by searching the Scriptures for yourself? This is a difficult day in which we live, and we seek answers. Our Lord is going to talk to us about that today in the sermon, and we'd like to invite you to stay tuned. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God in heaven, thank you this day that you have invited us to come and to seek our answers from you. Grant, O God, that we may not seek them out in a culture that has gone so far astray, but that we will go to your holy word for the answers. And if the word and culture be in opposition to each other, give us grace as your children through faith in Christ to stand true to the word of God. Hear our prayer that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 55th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thought. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Oh.
Friends in Christ, I'd like to begin my sermon today with a quote from the Life Application Bible. It's a study Bible, and here I read from the introduction to the book of Isaiah. The writer says, "Slowly he rose, and the crowd felt silent. Those at the back leaned forward, straining to hear. The atmosphere was electric. He spoke, and his carefully chosen words flew like swift arrows and found their mark. The great man, a spokesman from God, was warning and condemning. The crowd became restless, shifting positions, clenching their fists, and murmuring. Some agreed with the message, nodding their heads and weeping softly. But most were angry, and they began to shout back insults and threats. Such was the life of a prophet. The prophet's role was to speak for God, comforting people and their leaders with God's commands and promises. Because of this confrontational stance and the continuing tendency of people to disobey God, true prophets were usually not very popular. The book of Isaiah is the first of the writings of the prophets in the Bible, and Isaiah is considered to be the greatest of the prophets. In the beginning of his ministry, he was well-liked. But like most prophets, he soon became unpopular because his messages were so difficult to hear. He called people to turn from their lives of sin and warned them of God's judgment and punishment. Isaiah had an active ministry for 60 years before he was executed during Manasseh's rule. In other words, finally, that great man of God was killed for the cause of the Almighty. However, they took his life, but his words live on, and hundreds of years later, he has a word for us today that I would like to share with you. It again is found in that 55th chapter of his book, and there he writes, "Come, all of you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost." And then he says to those who seek, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. You call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon him." In this portion of God's word, the prophet Isaiah, that one who was martyred for the cause of the faith, invites us to seek God. Our Heavenly Father is solicitous of our ear. Can you imagine that? God wants to have a word with us. R.C. Sproul, a great theologian of our day, has said, "People do not seek God. They seek after the benefits that only God can give them. Man seeks the benefits of God while at the same time fleeing from God himself." Well, what Isaiah is saying is, we want you to seek God. And what he's going to do is what he did for the people of Judah. Judah was taken into captivity, and there they lived in the Babylonian Empire. During that time, Isaiah preached to them about their wickedness, and he preached to them about the judgment of God. That's what you would call the law. He was trying to show them how they needed a Savior. But the people went on living about as they wanted to. Then he came back after he had blistered them with the law and gave them the Old Testament gospel. He says there is hope. If you will but turn, the Lord will have mercy on you. He will feed you. He will take away your sins. He will abundantly pardon you. That was the message. Oh, there were certain other things that went along with it, but primarily what the prophet was talking about was the sinfulness of the human being and the grace of God which comes to us in New Testament times in the name of Jesus, who takes away all of our sins and restores us into fellowship with God. We live in a day, do we not, where there are a lot of confused minds. I have to say that there are many times in my life that I am utterly confused. And I'm sure that that is true as far as most of humanity is concerned. There is confusion as far as our part, our nation's part, in this world of which we are a part. Only a few Sundays ago, we saw Colin Powell, our Secretary of State, standing in front of audiences and telling them what his mission was as he headed for the Mideast. He was trying to bring peace between the Palestinians and also the Jews. Now, Colin Powell knew very well what it was going to take. And he said it, if not in these words, certainly at least as I understood him to say, "I'm going to tell those people over there that they've got to stop killing one another. I'm going to tell them that life is precious, whether it be the little boys and girls, those who are in mid-age, or those who are old. Stop killing one another. It doesn't make sense. It's not the way to live." The secretary went on to say, "I'm going to say to them in one way or another," and these are not his words, of course, "I'm going to ask them, take a look at yourself and look and see what you're contributing to this disaster. And then be willing to confess your wrong and do something about it." I'm going to tell both sides that there is a need to forgive one another. As you listen to the message of the secretary, even though I have not used his words, I could not help but think, here is a man who has some understanding of what the Word of God is really saying. For where do these thoughts really come from? Do they not come from God Almighty? Thou shalt not kill? Do they not come from God Almighty when he says, don't look at your brother and see all that he has done that is wrong, but look at yourself, and only then will there begin to be peace in the Mideast and any other place of this world. Question that the Secretary of State has is not to deliver the message, but rather it is, how do I bring these two sides to honestly answer these questions and to listen? Or if I were to put it in words that might not be as far as he would go, could not go because of the circumstances under which he labored, why don't we seek out the Lord and find out what he has to say to us, we who are such a confused people of this world? We must continue to pray for our leaders and for our nation in this time, that somehow or rather in our confusion, the word of the prophet Isaiah may go forth, seek the Lord. You're hungry, you're thirsty, you need to know what to do next. Let him change your heart. But it is not only among the nations. This word is given to every person who trusts in Jesus Christ. It is to the individual who is not a believer. Maybe some of you might be listening to me today. You're sitting there, or you're riding down the highway in your car. If you're listening in the morning hour early, you perhaps are not out of bed, and you wonder what the day is to bring forth, or if you listen at a station that airs our program later at night, you may be ready to retire. Another day has gone by, and you're confused. The words of our culture do not seem to satisfy. In the words of the prophet Isaiah, you're really hungry. Maybe there's been a death of a loved one a few months ago, a few days ago, and you're asking the question, and you continue to ask the question, how do I get along without this person who has been so near and dear to me through these many years. If I go to my friends, they say, well, give it a little time and you will mend. So many others have gone through it. See what Mary has gone through. See what George has gone through. And you're going to make it too. But that is not very comforting to you, is it, at a time like this? How about seeking the Lord? How about listening to him? How about pondering these words, in my Father's house are many rooms? If it were not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and get you to myself, that where I am, that you may be also. And you know the way. And then Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There is life everlasting, and that is offered to everybody, but it is given to all of those who trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Maybe there would be a good time to really talk about your own death, to think about your own death. You want a passage in the scripture where you can go? I've just quoted John 14:1-6. There he says that there is a place that the end of the world, as far as this earth is concerned, marks the beginning of an eternity. And there you can come. You can confess your sins to Jesus Christ. You can ask him into your life. He will grant you the forgiveness of your sin, and you will be restored into fellowship with him to live with him while you're here and for all eternity. That's what it means to seek the Lord when you're thinking about death. As we get letters at Christian Crusader's office, we learn that there are those who are suffering from some addictions. Is addiction one of your problems? You probably go to church, but you're taking just a little bit too much of that alcohol, and you can't get away from it. Some of you may be using some drugs, and you can't get away from them either. You know that this is not right. This is a superficial way to handle it all. You've been to your psychiatrist, and he's done you some good. But somehow or other, when the prophet Isaiah says, come, all you who are thirsty, he's talking to me. What do you have to offer? I have this to offer, friend. That the Lord Jesus Christ has said, if you will cast all of your cares on me, things will be different. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll not forget, several years ago now, one of my favorite people who had been in my confirmation class was living alone in a nice house, and he called me and asked me to come out. When I got there, his conversation did not make sense. Later, a relative told me that he had been on so much drug that his brain was, quote, fried. Besides that, he had used an awful lot of alcohol. He was a man who was very successful and an extremely wealthy man. And I said to him, come, let's sit down with the Word of God. And we sat there, but he didn't make much sense. I thought then as I left, oh, if he had only turned his life over to the Lord Jesus long ago, when those problems came. Oh, if he had only sought him out, sought his people, sought his church where the gospel was being preached. Maybe there would have been quite a different scene. For it was not long before he attempted suicide, and when that didn't work, he went on. His frame of mind was so bad that finally he had to be put into an institution, and there not long ago, that man died. It is for the unbeliever. Come. Where do I hear him? Where does he speak to me? He speaks to me in his word. It's for the believers, too. Seek him. You never stop seeking him. The Church of Jesus Christ had better remember that. It was not long ago that I heard a very astute theologian say to a group of pastors who were gathered together, We're getting a lot of our answers from culture. And that's why the complexion of the church is so entirely different. You can even take a look at it as far as the sexual sins are concerned. Once divorce was sin in most cases, and the church was not afraid to say it. But we adopted culture's stand, and so now it's a part of our deal. Cohabitation, homosexual practices. Where does the church stand? Will it stand on the word of God, or will it stand only with the culture? God says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. He has answers for us. How do you handle the prophet's voice? They got angry in Isaiah's day. And we anger today too, don't we? Some would say it's passé, it's not relevant. But let me say to you again, God's voice, if it goes unheeded, life will continue and you will become more and more confused. But to those who take his word, seek the Lord while he may be found, the answer to life's most disturbing problems will be answered. For in his holy word, God tells us what to believe and what to do. Amen. Father in heaven, we pray today that you may speak in a very special way to those who are sick and shut in, those who could not find their way to a church this morning, those who may be busy traveling down the highways. God, speak to each one of us and help us know that you are the God who will have mercy on us and you will abundantly pardon us if we'll but turn our lives over to you, Lord Jesus. Hear our prayer. We ask it in your name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. We pray that the light of God's Word will outshine all sorrows and suffering to give you courage, comfort, and inspiration to face the coming week. We have designated April as Letter Month. We encourage each listener to write or call our office and tell us what station you listen to. This helps us know which radio stations are being heard. All listeners who respond will be sent a booklet titled Beside Still Waters, which contains 14 familiar biblical passages that promise comfort and reassurance. Please call or write this week to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613, to share with us the station where you hear Christian Crusaders. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.